This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. ISRO has successfully accomplished the first integrated air drop test, IADT-01, for end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy and Indian Coast Guard. More from our correspondent.
During the test demonstration today, a mock crew model was released when Chinook helicopter and the parachute deployment was tested. It involved extraction, drogue chute activation and main parachute deployment. Today's success highlights India's growing technological capabilities and its position in the global space community. The unmanned Gaganyaan mission is planned in December and manned mission in 2028. The Gaganyaan mission aims to carry a three-member crew to an orbit of about 400 kilometers for up to 3 days before safely returning them back to Earth. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defense Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyatris, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balkrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
Hamara contribution keval space mein upagrah bhejne tak simit nahi hai. Aaj Bharat Chandrama se lekar Mangal grah tak apni upasthiti darj kara chuka hai. Aaj Bharat Gaganyaan jaise missions ke liye bhi puri tarah taiyar hai. Kyun main ise keval takniki upalabdhi ke roop mein nahi dekhta, balki aatmanirbhar Bharat ka naya adhyay hai, jahan hum vishw ki badi space powers ke beech khade ho rahe hain.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka in Delhi today. The Fiji Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on the visiting dignitary last evening. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Following the inauguration, he will also address a public gathering. On the second day of his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi has said that 1.41 crore beneficiaries from Punjab would continue to get free food grains. He said the centre had not reduced even a single beneficiary under the National Food Security Act 2013. Our correspondent reports that he was reacting to the allegations made by Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann that the central government is going to stop free food grains to 55 lakh poor Punjab residents. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi said that the allegations of Punjab government are baseless and untrue. India's Sharvari Somnath Shinde won the Under-18 Women's Individual Recurve Gold Medal at the World Youth Archery Championships 2025 in Winnipeg, Canada yesterday. The 16-year-old defeated South Korea's Kim Ye-won 6-5 in a tense final to clinch the gold. Shinde is the second Indian woman to win gold at the ongoing tournament. And that's the end of this news bulletin.